This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds video conference with chief ministers of all seven states on prevention and control of coronavirus. Prime Minister clarifies ongoing lockdown order will not end soon and mobility along the border will be further restricted. Shukravar's Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital plans to discharge two COVID-19 patients undergoing treatment in isolation wards. Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the Federal Parliament directs government to ease supply of agricultural produces during lockdown, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 103,000. State chiefs ministers suggest Indian PM Modi to extend lockdown. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held talks with the chief ministers of all seven states to make ongoing lockdown order more effective for the control of the coronavirus. PM Oli talked to the chief ministers through a video conference from the action room at Singhadharva today. On the occasion, PM Oli termed the ongoing efforts against COVID-19 as positive and stressed the need for moving ahead with a coordinated manner. According to PM's press advisor Surya Thapa, PM Oli said that the ongoing lockdown order will not end anytime soon and mobility along the border will be further restricted, adding that negligence in the pretext of sentimentalism was not acceptable. He also raised concerns over administration's carelessness during the lockdown and directed the administration and police to be cautious to prevent the gathering of people in the name of fears. The PM urged the citizens not to be swayed by unnecessary illusion and misinformation, adding that the government is working effectively, saying there was no option but to maintain physical distance. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that 4,426 samples have been tested for the coronavirus as of today. In a regular media briefing at the Health Ministry today, spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that 3,392 samples were tested at the Kathmandu-based National Public Health Laboratory and 742 samples were examined outside the Kathmandu Valley. Dr. Devkota further informed that 897 samples were tested in the last 24 hours across the country. He said 15 persons in the Kathmandu Valley and 67 persons outside the valley are receiving treatment in the isolation wards, while 8,082 persons are in quarantine across the country. Dr. Devkota also informed that the samples are being tested with the help of rapid diagnostic testing kits in all districts of the Sudur Paschim province. The Health Ministry informed that the Kathmandu-based Bir Hospital has started testing for the coronavirus from today itself, while Teku Hospital will start the test from tomorrow. The Ministry also said the health condition of 8 persons infected from the coronavirus is normal. According to the Ministry, it provided service to 3,040 persons who shared their queries in the Ministry's free call center. Dr. Devkota further informed that 5 persons who shared their symptoms via the Health Ministry's mobile application and web page have been put in red zone and tracing has been started about them. The Ministry has urged all the people to strictly follow the lockdown rules issued by the government. The Teku-based Shukravar's Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital is planning to discharge COVID-19 patients in few days. Hospital Director Dr. Sagar Rajbhandari informed that the 2 patients would be discharged from the hospital within few days. He clarified that the hospital is waiting for their final test report and if the reports come negative, they would be sent to their homes. The hospital also informed that the health condition of the infected is normal now. The Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee under the Federal Parliament has directed the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development to ease supply of agricultural produces during lockdown. Committee Chair Purna Kumari Subedi informed the directive aims to ensure supply of agriculture produces to customers during lockdown. The committee has drawn the attention of the government amid reports that farmers are destroying agriculture produces for failure to find buyers due to lockdown. The committee demanded that the government makes arrangement for collection and sale of milk in a safe way and supply it to factories to make powdered milk. Likewise, the committee concluded that the farmers have sustained big loss as agricultural producers have failed to get the market due to the lockdown. The movement along the Nepal-India border points has been tightened as both the countries have enforced lockdown for the prevention and control of the coronavirus. The prime ministers from both the countries have expressed their concern over their nationals stranded in the border points. However, some Indian media on Friday broadcast the misleading news suspecting that the coronavirus-infected persons might have entered India from Nepal. However, a spokesperson of the Armed Police Force, Praveen Kumar Shrestha, said the security system has been tightened from Nepali side and there is no movement along the border points from both the sides. Chief of Parsa Police Ganga Pantha clarified that there is no truth of the news broadcast by the Indian media. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's foreign advisor Dr. Rajan Bhattwai has undergone primary angioplasty in the coronary artery today, according to Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa. Dr. Bhattwai was taken to the Bansbury-based Syed Gangalal National Heart Center after he complained of problems since last night. His health condition is said to be normal right now. Meantime, Nepal Communist Party has wished for the speedy recovery of the Dr. Bhattwai. Construction work of the Gautam Buddha International Airport has disrupted due to shortage of construction materials. The construction company informed that the works have been halted at the airport for shortage of construction materials as it could not extract aggregates from the riverbed due to the lockdown announced by the government for prevention and control of COVID-19. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pin chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक टु द न्यूज The armed police force Kailali has completed sealed off the 101 kilometers stretch area bordering India and Kailali district. The measure has been taken to stop the movement of people across the border for the prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic. Armed police force Nepal's at the number 34 battalion commander Kamal Timal Sina informed that the border with India has been completely sealed off in view of people entering Nepal from India through the porous border during the lockdown. According to him, the APF has stepped up surveillance by setting up temporary border outposts at 19 places and sentry post at 73 places along the 101 kilometers of the border. The Nepal Democratic Lawyers Association has demanded that the government to ensure smooth supply of Delhi's consumable goods identifying the genuine needs, wants and distribute relief accordingly. It has also urged the government to take action against the black marketers taking advantage of the enforcement of lockdown. Issuing a press release today, the association accorded due respect to the health workers, security personnel and media workers who are performing their jobs in field with high confidence despite limited resources and means. The state-wide government has deposited rupees 100 million in the Coronavirus Prevention Control and Treatment Fund. The fund has received rupees 117,584,000 so far. The state government informed that interested persons can contribute to the fund via mobile banking as well. The Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNI Korea has provided medical supplies including 4,000 units of coronavirus test kits to Nepal. The supplies also include 500 units of high-sensitive COVID-19 kits. NRNI Korea sent the medical goods to chartering a Korean Airlines aircraft. You're listening to 8 p.m. English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. The U.S. has become the first country in the world to record more than 200,000 coronavirus deaths in a single day. Figures from Johns Hopkins University show 2,108 people died in the first 24 hours, while there are now more than 500,000 confirmed infections. The U.S. now has at least 18,777 deaths and 501,615 confirmed cases. About half of the deaths were recorded in the New York area. The U.S. could soon surpass Italy as the country with the most coronavirus deaths worldwide. But experts on the White House COVID-19 task force say the outbreak is starting to leave off across the U.S. Italy has reported 18,849 deaths, while with 147,577 confirmed cases. Spain's daily figure continue to drop, falling the lowest level in nearly 3 weeks. It has confirmed 510 new deaths, the lowest daily toll since March 23rd. The death toll in Spain now stands at 16,353, while the country on Saturday added 4,830 new cases. Worldwide, the death toll is now over 103,000, with the number of infections worldwide topping 1.7 million, including more than 382,000 recovered patients. State chief ministers have suggested Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to extend lockdown until April 30. The suggestions come as Indian Prime Minister Modi holds video conference with the state chiefs about lockdown. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is known to have suggested an extension of the lockdown till April 30 in order to contain the infection. After the meeting, Kejriwal tweeted that PM has taken correct decision to extend lockdown. However, no official confirmation has come for the central government in this regard as of yet. India has reported 7,600 coronavirus cases and has seen 249 deaths so far. The British Medical Association said doctors were putting their lives at risk by working without adequate protection. Medics have said National Health Service NHS staff still don't have the protective equipment they need to treat coronavirus patients. It comes as the health secretary said 19 NHS workers had died with coronavirus since the outbreak began. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds video conference with chief ministers of all seven states on prevention and control of coronavirus. Prime Minister clarifies ongoing lockdown order will not end soon and mobility along the border will be further restricted. Shukravar's Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital plans to discharge two COVID-19 patients undergoing treatment in isolation wards. Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the Federal Parliament directs the government to its supply of agricultural producers during lockdown, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 103,000. State chiefs ministers suggest Indian PM Modi to extend lockdown. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next English bulletin will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and